Loud as it is when Tim's here, I don't need a mic, so I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. The Phillips family, we've heard before, and I've worshiped with them a few times, and you get focused on heaven, you'll be blessed tonight before you leave. Amen. Praise the Lord. They told me to do a devotion. I was told my folks at Freedom that I was going to do a devotion, but sometimes we don't know the difference. And a devotion and a sermon. So, but if you get a chance to brag on God a little bit,
come on, amen, amen, amen. Come on, preacher.
Trevor, he's been good to me.
Amen.
Oh, he's been good. Amen. Folks ask about Jason. Jason's doing as well as can be, but I appreciate this church's prayer for my son. Continue to pray for him. Lift him up. But I'm trusting God day by day. He's done it three times, four times. Amen. I'm looking for number five.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord just any time now. But I want to look for a little while. I'm not supposed to. I got 15 minutes. And I done used five of them already and ain't done nothing. Psalm 133. I was thinking about this, and I thought, man, it's good to go to a church and see people loving one another. If you've ever been to a church where people overlook somebody, that's not a good picture you're painting for the public.
Amen.
To see. They ought to be able to come into a church and not see somebody dodging one another like we do at Walmart.
Come on.
We ought to be shaking hands and hugging necks. Amen. Like we really love one another. Amen. Because that's what Jesus told us to do. See, God is love. He is love, and we're to love one another. Amen. I want to read this and make a comment or two, and I'll get out of the way and let the Phillips family come do what they do. Amen. Psalms 133. The Bible reads like this: Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard. Even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. Lord Jesus, I pray the blessings upon your word. I pray tonight, dear God, that you just manifest your presence in this place. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for allowing churches to come together in Jesus' name. It just isn't done very much anymore, but we thank you for this privilege tonight. Just bless your church, bless your children, and we'll give you praise for it all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. I don't know how it is everywhere else, but I know where it is, the way it is at Freedom Church. Most folks love one another.
Come on.
I'd say the majority love one another, but every once in a while, the devil will throw a rock in a spoke and make this one mad at that one for little itty bitty reasons that really don't matter at all. Amen. Because I'm telling you, after God go where I've been, or go where Preacher Tim's been, and people like that's been in tragedies, that's been in, you've been there, Robert, Angie, and God's still blessed. We ain't got time for the little things. We ain't got time for pat this one on the back and pat that one on the back and hug this one and hug that one. Man, we better get our eyes on Jesus. He's coming. He's coming, and he's coming soon. I believe that. Amen. I like the picture of the Lord looking down on his church as everybody loving everybody. That don't mean you got to like what they do. You ain't got to have the same hobbies. You ain't got to like the same vehicle. You don't have to like the same vacation place, but you got to love them if you're going to heaven. Amen. Don't tell me you love me if you dodge me in the church. Don't come and hug my neck when everybody's looking, and you don't do it when they ain't. Amen. We're to love one another. That's a commandment from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I look at this and I think God is pleased when he sees unity. See, he sees the heart. The Bible tells us that man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. Amen. He knows what you are. He knows what you represent. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't get out of course with him by saying you love this one, love that one, and you're mad because they got something you don't got.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I read this, preacher, in Genesis 13, 8. This Bible says, and Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife.
Amen. Amen.
If you're not in unity with your brother and your sister, there's some strife somewhere.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Would you agree?
Amen.
Amen. There's a little strife. Well, I preach you that. Somewhere, if you don't love your brother like you're supposed to. Amen. Amen. And I thought this, Hebrews 13, 1, the Bible says, let brotherly love continue. If the brotherly love that the Bible commands us to obey and live would be practiced all the time, there'd be a whole lot less strife.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thought about this, Philippians 2, 2. Fulfill ye, Paul speaking here, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love. If we got the same love that Jesus put in our heart when we were born again, we're in unity.
Amen.
And we need to be exercising that love. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says this, for the same love, being of one accord of one mind. If we're in one accord and we got the same love and we have one mind, we're unified. We're united. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, I thought about that. Verse 2 talks about the precious ointment. It talks about the precious ointment. It says this, it's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment. Now, if you go back to Exodus chapter 30, you'll find out the ingredients of that oil, that anointing oil. You'll find out there's some ingredients there. Cinnamon was in there. Calamus, if I'm pronouncing that right, was a sweet cane, had a pleasant fragrance. It smelled good.
Amen.
All you women know what it means to smell good? Well, some of you men don't, but some of you women do, don't you? Amen. I believe, amen, when everything's going just right, when you're loving on that preacher, when you're loving on that member, and when they're loving you back, I believe it gets a sweet savior, a sweet,
amen,
pleasant smell to the Lord. I believe he can look down and smile. That's my people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want him to look down on our churches and be a smile. I can imagine a smile on his face. And he said, that's my people.
Amen.
They're loving one another like I commanded them to do. Amen.
Amen.
We're to love one another. We're to walk in unity. It ought to be all about Jesus. It ought to be all about him. Not about preacher Tim Larimore. Not about preacher Mitchie. Not about the Phillips family. But about the one they sing about. About the one he preaches about. That it ought to be about him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I read back there in Exodus chapter number 30. It says sweet cinnamon, sweet calamus, olive oil. The odors must have been very sweet and pleasant. This is a metaphor or a picture of how sweet unity among the brethren is in the sight of God.
Amen.
Amen. He says that's pleasant. That's sweet. When we love like we're supposed to love, I believe God Almighty looks over with a smile on his holy face and he says that's sweet. That communion, that unity is sweet. That's what I want in my house. That's where I want it to be at my house. Amen. Praise the Lord. The precious ointment. What about this? For the Lord, verse number 3. It says this, as for the dew of Hermon and of the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life evermore. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. It says even life evermore. That is Zion. Better still, in the place where brotherly love abounds, it means love reigns and God reigns.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you now, when you get to the point, when you're in a situation and you will, if you want your feelings hurt, they'll get hurt.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Amen. The devil will see to it.
Amen.
It ain't that brother's fault. It ain't that sister's fault. It's the one that's behind it.
Yeah.
You need to point your prayers to the enemy. The enemy is Satan. It's not man. It's not woman. It's Satan that wants to tear the relationship between you and God down and tear the church down. That's Satan, the enemy. He's under God's feet.
Amen.
I'm like Brother Donnie Gaskins back there. He believes he's on a leash. I do too. Amen. When he's gone too close to Thad Jacobs, that's far enough.
Amen.
Can't go no farther than that. Amen. If we're walking in his light, if we're obeying his commandment, amen, the Bible tells us to do it. Don't just read it.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Donald, we're to walk the walk. Don't just talk to anybody. Can talk the talk.
Anybody can shout on the mountaintop. What about how are you in the valley?
Amen.
How are you when it seems like the devil's throwing hell at you? How are you then? Do you still love him? Do you still trust him? Do you still believe walking right, talking right, and living right? Amen. Hey, there ain't but one way to go. Go toward Jesus. Lean on him and keep your eyes on the prize.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want him to think. I want to visualize him as looking down on our churches. Amen. You, my brother.
Amen.
I ain't ashamed of you being my friend.
Amen.
I take up for you. I got your back. I love you, son. I love you. You keep preaching.
Amen.
Don't let hell stop you. You keep preaching.
Amen.
You keep testifying, sharing that testimony all over this community and all over this town. Don't you quit now.
Amen.
Come right close to
the Lord. Amen.
Close to home. It won't be long, Dad. I think of walking in unity, and I think about this, you know, it ain't about what I like, it ain't about what you like, it's about what God commands.
Amen.
Amen. He said, love one another forgive one another. What about that?
Amen.
Let's walk in unity.
Amen.
Let's love like he told us to.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something. These little things are going to pass away one day.
That's right.
You mad at me because I forgot to call you? You mad at me because you forgot to call me? Hey, let's get over these things. Just ask one another to forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. It ain't hard to say.
Amen.
Amen. Just say forgive me. I want to sleep at night.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I can sleep at night when my heart's clear.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I love you tonight. Let's walk in unity. Let's lift him up. Let's let the world see him in us. I want your church to prosper. I want your ministry to prosper. I want your ministry to prosper. We're all in this together. Amen. It's about Jesus. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It ain't no competition. It's about the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Come on. Sit me down. Come on, Phillips family.
Yeah.